wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, and then it hit me. Maybe I can be. So I said, what'd you do, Daddy? He said, well, I went over and I scooted underneath the trailer and I looked up through that hole. And I waited for her to stick the hot dog in there. And when she did, I grabbed it, yanked it on through, and stuck my hydraulics up on in there. And it was sweet! She started working it, and I'm underneath the trailer going, oh, I didn't get it. Ready to achieve a bubbling Shangri-La when somebody rang her doorbell and she went to kick that hot dog under the refrigerator real quick and...
Oh, no!
Go on!
So little time. So much shrieking. The Greaseman Show.
Jimi Hendrix. Reading this thing in the paper today about these penile implants. Unbelievable what guys will do to themselves. What people will do to themselves. I don't believe I'd ever have an operation just for fun. But then again, they don't call me Lucky Seven for nothing, so maybe I wouldn't think about it. But hundreds of men are going in to get the hydraulics enlarged. You believe in this? What they do is they cut away the base. Apparently, 130 is buried deep inside your body. Did you know that? What they do is they cut you up a little bit so that there's more of you that is akimbo. And then you walk around. It says guys feel better in the locker room. Feel better in the locker room? Who cares about the locker room? It's just men in there. Yeah. You don't care if men see you, do you, big fella? Hey, don't you go blowing your nose off at me now, and I'll tuck you back in the land of lint and have your nose pointed at the Bombay so fast you handle. Hey, don't you go growling at me, huh? You're just lucky because you're lucky number seven there, but this guy's walking around piggly wiggly, is he? Yeah. Easy. Yeah, I don't believe I could ever have a thing like that. Man, oh man. Yeah, but they say it works for the most part. Yeah, there's a risk that a few people, after they have this done, can't get completely tan the hut. And most guys say they're not big enough, says the doctor that does this operation. Costs $5,000.
Oh, man.
$5,000. Gave him an inch in length and an inch in width.
Says he feels better in the locker room. I can't get out.
How often is he in the locker room?
Yeah, locker room, for crying out loud. Wear a towel around you, for crying out loud. Yeah, so we human beings, we will rip open our bodies, insert saline-filled sacks, and we'll cut our noses up, pin our ears back, and tuck up the bolt dodge, lengthen the hydraulics. What's left? Cooter tightening, for crying out loud there. And that you can just handle with a good Virginia baked ham, I guess. All right, it's Grease.
Oh, Grease, I got a problem.
What is it?
I just got off the phone with my best friend, and his wife had a complaint against me. She feels that I compliment her too much, and she feels uncomfortable. And the thing is, it bumps me out because I've never meant anything but, you know, I've never shown anything but respect to her and her husband.
So you called up your buddy called you up and said, hey, what's the deal with you and my wife? She told me all the time, you look good, you look great, your dress is nice, your butt looks good in that dress, your tatas look nice in that sweater. Huh?
Yeah, the thing is, I've never used, like, grease man lingo on her. I never said
slobber coming out of the...
I just, you know, I told her, oh, you know, that dress looks very becoming on you. And she's kept it in all this time. We've been friends for years now.
Years, and finally, one night when you looked at her and said, moonlight becomes you.
Ah! Yeah, exactly. I feel like Senator Packwood here. And the ironic thing, Grease, is that the other nurses I work with, you know, I kid around with them and I say, you know, I said, baby, if beauty were a country, you'd be China. And, you know, they don't have a problem with it. They, you know, that's just kidding around.
I don't get it. If beauty were a country, you'd be China.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Meaning China has a billion people, so meaning you're very pretty.
Yeah, I
like that one, huh?
I don't understand it. I'm still thinking how that beauty would China.
If beauty were a country, you'd be China, meaning that there's so many people in China that you're really pretty.
No, you say if beauty were a country, you'd be Hawaii. You know, someplace with swaying palms and Bali High and all of that stuff.
Oh, I see.
Beauty were a country, you'd be China. What the hell is that all about? That doesn't make any sense. Jumping Jiminy Cricket. All right, well, stop fawning over other guys' wives.
I mean, I wasn't fawning over.
This is the 90s. You're not allowed to do anything. We are asexual people in the 90s. We walk around with our arms at our sides and our eyes straight ahead. We look at people as individuals, not as receptacles. All right, so be careful, because everybody's quick to judge, quick to jump on you these days. And I might just jump on you. My sleep was interrupted. I hate when that happens. Makes me a little on the feisty side. If I sound a little short when you call me up at 1-800-544-9294, it's because, well, I was under the covers. My honey'd already drifted off. There I was. Figured I'd do a little bit of reading. Sip the last remnants of the bone dry out of my glass. And from under the bed, I heard...
Grease, sleep well, my prince. I hope you do not die before you wake.
What do you mean, die before I wake? I got my sheets tucked in. There's no way you're going to be able to get at my toes.
Oh, I would love to get at your toes to rip them off and chomp with my fang. But no, you have a problem. You snore.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people, I hate that. People, everybody snores.
Yeah, but with you, it's worse. You have sleep apnea.
What do you mean, sleep apnea?
Well, when you go to sleep, you choke a little bit. And then you wake up briefly and fall back asleep and repeat the whole process. It's very nasty for me under the bed here, listening to you snoring and gagging and mucosa gurgling and your adenoids rattling and... I don't know how your funny little honey can stay asleep. She must be used to it.
Well, all right, it hadn't killed me yet. And I don't think it's going to. Plus, you can always resuscitate me if you hear me... And then there's no more breathing. You can come.
Actually, no, I did take the Red Cross course, but I failed it.
Come on, you... You failed the Red Cross course? God, that's not hard.
For me, it was. With these fangs, I kept chewing up the dummy's face.
Now we'll pause.
Wait a minute.
While Grease Reloads. It's the one and only Greaseman Show.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the doo-wah days before too long. Going to do some Blaster Peace. Got a lead-slinging lawman. We'll be enlightening the goyim shortly. Your calls at 1-800-544-9294. Stand by for more of the Greaseman Show.
Where can you see Sting, Elton John, and James Taylor on the same concert bill? At the 5th Annual Rainforest Benefit Concert. Saturday, April 9th at Carnegie Hall. The show is completely sold out. And 92.3 K-Rock is the only radio station in New York with tickets. This weekend, every time we play a song by Sting, The Police, Elton John, or James Taylor, be the night caller through at 955-9292. And you and a guest will be on your way to this historic event, the Rainforest Concert Weekend, on the classic rock station, WXRK New York, 92.3 K-Rock. Tomorrow, we're going off the deep end. Floyd style. Floyd Fest. Pete Fornatel.
I'll have blocks of Pink Floyd.
Dave Herman.
And I'll have blocks of Pink Floyd music.
Floyd Fest. With maximum doses of Floyd. You'll hear their new album, The Division Bell, all day. Plus, you'll have chances to see Pink Floyd at Yankee Stadium and take home your own copy of The Division Bell. Floyd Fest. All day tomorrow. On the classic rock station, WXRK New York, 92.3 K-Rock.
We interrupt this program for an important weather update. Meteorologists at Forecast Central have just reported that this spring will be especially sizzling. Hey, no wonder. Honda Motorcycle's red hot deal days are back. Right now, Honda dealers everywhere are giving away free Honda hats and demo rides. They're offering red hot deals on red hot new Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and scooters. Plus, no money down and first time buyers financing on selected models, along with free service inspections and appraisals, helmet trade-ins, and much, much more. I'm breaking into a sweat just thinking about it. So stock up on sunblock, drink plenty of fluids, and see your local Honda dealer soon, because Honda's red hot deal days end April 30th. See all the red-hot new Hondas today at Plaza Honda in Brooklyn, Freehold Honda in Freehold, and Island Cycle Sales in Staten Island. Financing available through American Honda Finance Corporation on selected models to qualified buyers. Demo rides on selected models to licensed riders 18 or older. One giveaway item per customer while supplies last. All offers at participating dealers only. Honda, come ride with us. We now return you to our regular programming.
At R&S Strauss Discount Auto,
we care for your car.
Strauss Discount Auto.
Low prices guaranteed on all the brandings you need to keep your car on the go, go, go.
R&S Strauss stores celebrate the grand opening of their new Staten Island Superstore and Expert Service Center at 2060 Forest Avenue in the Forest Plaza with the guaranteed lowest prices on all your car needs. For ultimate state-of-the-art anti-theft protection, look to the club's steering wheel lock. Right now, during the R&S Strauss grand opening sale, the club is only $33.99. Save on the club at R&S Strauss. If you care for your car, there's only one place to go. R&S Strauss Discount Auto for all your car needs and more.
Welcome to No Problem Auto Insurance, where there's never a problem.
So, you'll insure me, even with my accident?
Accident? Actually, that's a problem. Just go through that door.
That door? With the beware of dog sign?
No problem. Next. Welcome to No Problem Auto Insurance, where our name says it all.
I hope. See, I was at a wedding, had a couple of champagne cocktails, got stopped. DWI.
DWI? That's a problem.
Problem?
Problem. I better hold on to your chair.
At DCAP Insurance, no problem means no problem. Tickets, accidents, even a DWI, we take care of you DCAP. With dependable coverage, affordable prices. Just call 1-800-222-DCAP. We'll insure you instantly with a low deposit or monthly payment plan. DCAP Insurance, with 20 locations in New York and New Jersey. Just look in the 9X Yellow Pages or call now. 1-800-222-DCAP. 1-800-222-DCAP.
Next!
When I need to feel you close, can I get you at home? If I call you collect, will you answer the phone? Call 1-800-COLLECT, 1-800-COLLECT.
I'm calling now because I need to hear the sound of your heart spring in your ear.
Call 1-800-COLLECT, 1-800-COLLECT.
Don't dial zero anymore to call collect. Dial 1-800-COLLECT and save the people you love a lot of money, up to 44% when you call them.
Just answer the phone. That's all you need to do. It's so good to know I can charge it to you. 1-800-COLLECT.
This is a premium of AT&T operated on Interstate call.
You're listening to The Grease Man Show on 92.3 K-Rock.
1-800-544-9294 is the number. Hi, it's The Grease. How you doing?
Hi, great, Grease Man. I'm happy to get through.
Well, I'm glad you tried it. You know, a lot of people say, I can never get through. If you persevere...
This is my first time ever calling. I'm on a car phone.
Yay, well, I got you loud and clear.
Well, my husband was telling me... Am I being recorded?
No, we're actually live on the air.
Oh, well, let me just tell you, I have my comment about my husband who just picked me up from work, and he was telling me about your comment on hydraulics and the size of them.
Yeah, the guys are actually, it was in the paper today, the guys are getting in, there have been a lot of articles about it, but it is now possible to augment the size through various surgical procedures.
Well, I told my husband my comment, so he told me to call you and tell you.
What's that?
Men need to get off their hang-up of the size of their hydraulics and learn to just properly use them. The women would be much happier with the proper use than the right size.
You make a good point.
And the smaller the hydraulics, the it's proven, I had sex class, the smaller the hydraulics, the larger they are when they're erect. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. But I guess now you make it out that John Holmes never had much change from start
what?
To finish. I'm just thinking back on, you know, I haven't seen many men, you know, in action, so I'm just trying to think what I've seen on the tapes.
Well, but, yeah, when they're the
well,
smaller they are.
Well, all right, yes, you certainly made that point. However, I guess if guys would linger longer, they wouldn't need the girth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they need to use learn to use it properly, and women will be happier than with the size.
Yeah, but I don't think guys are doing this for women. I think they're just doing it for themselves to be able to look and say, yeah!
They do. They want to
look at this!
And compare it.
Look at this! Yeah, they think somehow it'll make them more of a... There you go, baby. Ah! Now you got the new me. Oh, hideous.
I think I'm losing you, so I better hang up.
Oh, no, that was my jackhammer in the background.
Oh, okay. But that's just my own... And I also want to say you're really good. And how do you get to see you? I hear you talking about your touring.
Yes. Well, I'll come. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
All right. Maybe
hopefully
one...
Hopefully, the closest thing probably is Philly.
Well, all right. I'm planning to go there. Sure. I'll be in your neighborhood one of these days. Believe me, I'll let you know when that day comes, okay?
I want to come see you. I listen to you every day. You're awesome. You're so funny.
Oh, shucks. Well, I'll just come by your house, have dinner, you and a husband. Sit there with my belly out.
Hydraulic sizes.
There you go. All right. That sounds like a fun night. Yeah. Yeah. You hold a tape measure and you're on, okay? All right. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Grease Man.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye. That'd be a wacky night out, huh? Man, oh, man. Hi, it's Grease.
Grease?
Yes.
Happy Pesach.
Happy Pesach to you, too.
Thank you. I was calling about the smoking brouhaha.
The smoking brouhaha?
Yes.
You mean everybody wants to ban smoking in all places everywhere?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I understand... There's some talk of them banning it entirely, sort of like alcohol prohibition.
Yes.
Well, I think that's wrong, because we saw what happened with prohibition last time. We had the criminal element.
All right. Are you a smoker?
I'm afraid not, Grace.
But you just don't like anything that chips away at your potential freedom.
Well, I believe in that, yes.
There may be one day you might want to light off a camel.
No, I'm afraid not. I have asthma.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's what I was upset. I was kind of upset to hear what you were saying. I understand, you know, the personal freedom angle. But in public places, you know, like a restaurant when people are trying to eat and things like that.
Yeah, well, I can buy into that. I don't mean to cut you off, but I guess eventually we're going to get to that point where we're just sitting there. Those people that want to smoke will smoke, and I don't care what kind of tax they put on it. I don't care what kind of social outcast you become. When you get hooked, you get hooked. There's not much you can do. I've seen it all my life. Fiends with their eyes ablazing. I'm a guy who's big and bold. The ways of the bulky, don't you know? A zany guy who'll philosophically wax. But if me and a certain character met the man who invented a cigarette, I'd administer a disciplinary fuck.
Come on, squeal!
There was a time I smoked a lot and saw my health get slowly shot. Taking that big old dime, but ain't dead yet. You nicotine slaves are playing with death, and oh my God, the fetid breath when you keep on humming and puffing them cigarettes. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
love yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Date my high school days with a stunning gal. I was amazed at the quality of babe I could acquire. She was sweet and spicy, built for speed. She reached down and gave me a squeeze on the old doodads, man, I did perspire. Before I knew it, our clothes were shed, and then old Ned Nodule raised his head, and there she was, just all hot and splayed.
There she goes.
I thought that I'd be lost in bliss, but all that changed when we did kiss, when I thought I had lapped up on an ashtray. Smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it till you puff yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Chance the other day when someone tried to bend the Bombays, and lo and behold, I won another round.
I love fudge.
Feeling extra perky and commencing to gloat, my doodad steadily began to bloat. It's time to collect and venture wearing the brown. With a big old smile and feeling grand, with a fresh fan belt clenched in my hand, I went to see the guy who lost the bet.
Oh, my bottom's big!
But right when I thought I'd hear him wee, he told me, "Grease, excuse me, please, right now I gotta light another cigarette." Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it till you puff yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now life ain't nothing but a poker game. No two hands are quite the same, and who can really say what's good or bad? Poison, cigarettes and booze, nice and frozen, cause we'll all be destined for a slam. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Pop, pop, pop it, you pop yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the pearly gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Greaseman Show.
1-800-544-9294 is your direct line to my big behind. Greaseman Show, David Bowie. It's Rebel Rebel. We're parking and having a ball at 1-800-544-9294. Ah, you got me.
Well, I'm a CPA. Don't hold that against me. And I'm hearing you for the first time.
What do you mean?
I'm embarrassed. Well, I came in very early this morning and had 92.3 on. And I just got in my car, and for the first time in my life, I heard you, and I think you're great. And I'm sure that I'm probably one of the oldest listeners. I'm sure very few people know that Phil Harris first recorded that song, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah.
He did.
Well, that's great. Well, you mean,
like 30 years ago, but I wanted to tell you that.
I've been on the air, sir, a year and 2 months on that station you're listening to, and this is the first day you've heard me?
First time. I hear Howard in the morning, and I must admit I've never heard you. And you got me as a listener. I really enjoy you, and you helped change my attitude from all the crap of the tax returns.
Well, there you go. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you being a part of the tax return. Oh, man, you guys, that's right, are going through hell. Hey, I don't deal with it anymore. I pay bucks, and I let a company do it. Bring all my receipts to the shoebox. Let them balance the checkbook. I learned my lesson a long time ago when I was married to a stag. Are you listening, you piggy? I mean, she said, well, you know, you go to work every day. Why don't you let me handle the balancing of the books? I said, I don't know. You don't really have a head for figures. She said, no, I can do it. Sure enough, she was in there for a couple hours and came back, and I looked at both columns, and they matched on either side, so I went over the little expenditures. Just to make sure she got that thing balanced correctly. I said, what's this here? Between the gas bill and the light bill. ESP, $257. She said, oh, that stands for error someplace. I said, well, you stupid, unbelievable, you can't balance a book by putting ESP, $257.
Johnny Avocado, Nino Grease Minnelli. You found him. It's the Grease Man Show.
Yeah, quick break, and then we're back. I got Dan Cortez on. You know the man. You've seen him on MTV, on his Burger King commercials, and you got to be seeing him on an all-new CBS action thriller. Later on, Blaster Piece. Stand by. There's more of the Grease Man Show.
We'll be right back.
It's good to be back. Hi, it's Grease making the attack at 1-800-544-9294.
Is this really you?
Yeah, listen.
How you doing, pal?
Sound like silly noises, but only a few people can make them. Ding, del, do it, can make them properly. A lot of imitators out there that'll tell you, sweet. But there's only one doodad daddy, and that's me. What's on your mind, buddy?
True. Just want to let you know you get me through my 3 to 11 shift. I'm looking forward to your lawman skit tonight.
What are you, lawman yourself?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, where do you sling your lead? What part
small,
of the...
Huh? Small town in New Jersey.
Small town in New Jersey. How many guys out of the department?
We have a total of 7.
7?
Oh, yeah. It's a small town. It's a mile and a quarter.
Mile and a quarter. See every inch on that beat. When's the last time you had a drive-by?
Drive-by?
Yeah.
Last time I was in Camden.
But not on your beat.
No.
3 to 11, it must be a little boring.
It gets pretty busy.
What happens?
It gets pretty busy. Traffic, accidents.
Yeah.
You get some shoplifters.
But you don't really get any 211s in progress where you got to lean across the hood of the squad car and rip off a whole magazine of the fleeing idiot, eh?
Nah, not lately.
Man, you better check that sidearm. You might have spider webs growing in there, buddy. I mean, for crying out loud, when you're out there, you got to know what you're doing. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, the first car you pull over in the course of the night. Driver's going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. There's a woman sitting in the back seat going, oh, God, look at this now. Here comes a cop. There you go. I told you. Should have gone the speed limit, but oh, no, Mr. Mario Andretti, the front seat's got to go over the speed limit. Just to save a precious 5 minutes. Now he's going to get 3 points on his license and pay $250. Because he didn't have 2 minutes to his name. Well, isn't that just something? Shows you the bozo attitude that you display has got you in trouble again. Then you lean down and say, sir, who is that woman in the back seat? He looks at you and says, well, that's my wife. You give him back his driver's license and registration, say, have a good night, and may God have mercy on your soul. The next guy you pull over, with lunch, huh? Pete after me. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck a woodchuck chuck a wood? He's like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck a woodchuck chuck a wood? Maybe you've been practicing. What do you let him do? Listen, Jesus, what do you let him do? Say, all right, drop trowel. You drunk, there's no way you get 10 hut. He's like, oh, sure, officer, he drops trowel. I'll do you one better. You say, hang on a second. You walk back to the squad car and you come walking back there. Just wanted to make sure the video cam got all that. He's like, video cam? Good God, I wasn't drunk. You're not going to write me a ticket? Can I have the videotape? You smile and say, sure. Right after the FOP Christmas party's over.
Keep it right here on the Grease Man Show.
Breakfast. I don't want no coffee or tea.
being my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by
George Thorogood, I Drink Alone. It's the Grace here. Looking forward to action and excitement. We'll get back to your calls at 1-800-544-9294 in a second. I'm feeling that springtime fling. Don't forget, this weekend you got to set the clocks ahead 1 hour. Give us an extra hour to hang out at night. Nothing like it. Sunset at the Santa Monica Pier, buddy. My funny little honey and I sitting there. I like to watch what the people are fishing and catching. Yeah, just walking around. Hey, man, look at the size of that flounder. Well, my honey and I were eating some cotton candy, talking to people, when I heard this guy scream, "Help! Help! My wife, Helen, she's drowning! I can't swim!" And he looked at me imploringly, "Buddy, buddy, if you jump in there and save her, I'll give you $100. Man, I was in the water like... I dove down there and I grabbed the woman by the hand. I started swimming for the surface. I yanked her up there. Put my arm around her. Swam one-handedly through the surf. Picked her up. All the color drained from the guy's face. He said, "Oh, my God. I'm mistaken. That's not my wife. That's my mother-in-law." Well, I put the woman down in the sand. I reached into my pocket. I said, "Well, all right, how much do I owe you?"
Bow, bow, bow. Think about, 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 think
Gonna take.